The first order of business has been been the call to order, which has been done. I apologize for the lateness. We were waiting for an additional mic, but as has been pointed out by members, we can pass the mics available around and carry on with the meeting. For the visitors, I'd like to point out that the handouts that are available to members of the board are at the back of the room, and for the public comment period, there is a sign-up sheet to the extreme left. And you may know this, but it's new to me by diligent research. I found out that the restroom one is take two rights and an immediate left, and you're there. We're ready now for the call of the roll.
Okay, good morning. So we're going to do this in a traditional alphabetical order by last name. Let me start with Agamir. Is Agamir here? Okay, well, I'll mark him as not here. Alderson is here. Bernstein.
Here.
Bernstein is here. Edwards Tiekert.
He's getting mics.
I'll mark him as not here. Fuentes, Roman?
Will not be here.
He is absent. Gans? Gans is here. Goldmacher?
Here.
Goldmacher is here. Hallinan? Hallinan is here. Hernandez? Hernandez is not here.
His car broke down.
Okay.
En route.
Okay. Hernandez is not here. Johnson?
Here.
Johnson is here. Coburn?
Here.
Coburn is here. Kurzweil?
Here.
Kurzweil is here. Moore?
Present.
Moore is here. Pritchett?
Present.
Pritchett is here. Rosenberg?
Here.
Rosenberg is here. Sanders? Sanders is here. Sawyer?
Here.
Sawyer is here. Shoup?
Here.
Shoup is here. Siegel?
Here.
Siegel is here. Sterling?
Here.
Sterling is here. Teon Nichols? Teon Nichols is not here. Travis?
Here.
Travis is here. Whipperman?
Here.
Whipperman is here. White?
Here.
White is here. Wilkinson?
Here.
Wilkinson is here. So that's 21 present and a quorum. Oh, okay, Brian Edwards Tiekert is here. Okay, so that's 22 present.
And that constitutes more than a quorum. The next item on the agenda. Oh, thank you very much. I'm still learning. any official notice of people who will not be here? I know that member Hernandez was on a drought but was interrupted, so I would think that, well, it's up to the board. Margie?
I'd just like to make a motion to excuse Jose Luis Fuentes, who's out of the state, Mark Hernandez, who couldn't get here, and Shiram Agamir, who is, we hear, coming but late. Are there? I don't know about other people.
Is there?
I'm willing to include others if people know.
Are there
about
any
them.
Others?
Yeah, I'd like to amend to include Ramses Teon Nichols. I'm not sure if he's coming or not, and I don't believe Mr. Agamir has to be excused, but it's no problem.
Okay.
You don't believe who has to be excused?
I don't believe Shiram Agamir has to be excused because he's coming. But if you want to leave him in the motion, it does no harm.
Okay. My view is, when people appear at the meeting, they are here, and we can mark them present later on.
Okay.
A motion has been made that...
Add Ramsey.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So the motion to excuse is Jose Luis Fuentes, Mark Hernandez, Shiram Agamir, and Ramses Teon Nichols.
Second. There's a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? It carries unanimously. Did I see your hand, Margie?
Before we adopt the agenda, I'd like to make a motion that we adopt a rule to permanently limit speakers to 2 minutes unless the body votes to do otherwise. To 3 minutes, I'm sorry. That in discussion on motions that we limit speakers to 3 minutes unless the body decides otherwise. So I'll just say that...
Let me see if there's a second first.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll now recognize the maker of the motion.
Okay. Okay. So it's possible under Robert's Rules of Order for us to make a permanent rule regarding conduct in meetings if an absolute majority of the body votes for it. So that means that this motion would need to have 13 votes rather than or two-thirds of the members present. But as long as it achieves 13 votes, which is an absolute majority of the body, then we can make this a rule. I think it's a useful rule. Generally speaking, people don't speak more than 3 minutes. Sometimes people do, and I think it helps to move the discussion along for us all to be conscious of the fact that there is a three-minute limit.
I see Tracy wanting to speak. I see nobody else at this moment. Tracy, you're recognized.
Motions to limit debate require a two-thirds vote in Robert's Rules of Order. That's standard. I'll send around the citation. It does require two-thirds of the members present to impose such a rule.
Mr. Chair.
Brian.
I refer to the 11th edition of Robert's Rules of Order, page 390, beginning
Hold
on page...
For people who need to fumble. 390,
beginning on line 10. The rule allowing each member two speeches of 10 minutes...
One speaker at a time, please.
The rule allowing each member two speeches of 10 minutes length per day on each debatable question can be made either more restrictive or more liberal for all meetings of a society by adopting a special rule of order, by a two-thirds vote after notice, or by a vote of a majority of the entire membership. An example of a more restrictive rule might be one setting a limit of not more than one speech of 5 minutes length on the same question on the same day for each member.
All right, so the motion that has been made and seconded is that we set the rules of debate for the board of 3 minutes unless altered by vote of the board. And I see Janet. Janet has the floor. And I see Tracy, you're next.
So according to this, the Roberts rules, where it says, or by a vote of a majority of the entire membership, so the majority of the entire membership, yes, would be 13, but the entire membership is not here, so that it would have to probably default to the two-thirds.
Okay, any, Tracy?
Roberts Rules Online, Article 8, Debate, Section 42.
What page are we on?
Roberts Rules of Order, online.com, Article 7, Item 42.
What edition, please?
Roberts Rules Online.com.
Okay,
Eric,
what edition are you
Brian.
Dealing? Please, so that we all.
Can we please
look.
Get over the condition scenario,
excuse me for a moment,
the editions
please.
Issue, and
excuse
let me
Ms.
read the citation?
Excuse yeah. Me. Let's not have a bunch of dueling Roberts rules.
I would agree.
But let me finish. I request as chair that whenever it is my understanding that the most recent edition is the 11th edition.
Mm-hmm.
I request that whenever anybody refers to Roberts rules, they give us the page and the place where they're reading from so that the rest of us can follow along. And the I have no idea, and you've got to help me, Tracy, mm-hmm. with regard to the online edition, whether that comports with the 11th edition, because I'm not familiar with the online edition. Ms. Rosenberg?
Yes. I'm bringing up several citations regarding subsidiary motions to limit debate. They are all subject on five different websites to a two-thirds vote. That includes Westside Toastmasters, robertsrulesonline.com, Roberts Rules for Dummies, bartleby.com, and I think there's a couple more here.
Okay, and the position that I understand is from the internet sources that a two-thirds is the requirement. Is that a correct understanding?
Yes, it is.
Okay, any further debate? Brian, this is your... you're the maker. This is your second.
Just on the procedural question, it's quite clear that Tracy's right. If in the course of debating an item, someone wants to limit the debate on that specific item, either by setting a time limit or limiting the time per speaker, that does require a two-thirds. This is a separate question. It's an ongoing rule. It's called a special rule of order. It applies to every discussion we have from this point out until we change it, and Roberts requires a different threshold for passing it. That's what the citation I recited refers to, and it's sufficient to do that to have a majority of the entire membership of the body. In other words, no matter how many people are in the room, you need 13 votes. Or if you've given previous notice, you need two-thirds of the people in the room.
Okay, thank you. I see George's hand. Could somebody pass her a mic, please?
Okay, so I'm going to confess I'm not up on Robert's rules, but can we agree that this is such a crucial issue that we either should serve notice to all the board members or have this decided at a meeting where they're all here? This is crucial. We're talking about for the rest of it. That's just my suggestion, that we take this seriously if we're going to vote on this, that it includes everyone to our best of our ability.
I see two hands, Mal's and Margie's and Janet's.
As far as seriousness goes, we've talked about and voted on this question at most meetings for the last couple of years. And if a majority of the full body were to cast a vote for it, that would describe its seriousness pretty well. And I request that the chair rule as to how we're going to proceed.
If I'm out of courtesy to the three people on the list whose name I've given, Margie and Janet, Janet has just signaled, is this correct that you are not on? Let me, because we've got a whole bunch of business to do and we started late, I'm ready to rule on what I think are two questions before me. The one brought up as a question by Janet, that it requires a full attendance of the board. That was not member Joy Moore made a request that there be notice. And the second ruling that the chair is ready to make is with regard to the question of what guidance of Robert's rules we are going to follow. And before I'm going to make them separately, and I point out to the board that the board has the right by majority vote to overturn a ruling of the chair. My first ruling is full attendance does not have to be here. That is not spoken of in the rule, and an absolute majority, that's why it's required to be an absolute majority. That is 50% plus of the total membership. So my first ruling is that the full attendance does not have to be here as long as a quorum for doing business is here. And that's the definition of a quorum, sufficient members to conduct business. That's the chair's ruling. Does anyone care to move to overturn it or to challenge it? Seeing none, I now go on to the second ruling, and that is so that we have one standard piece of guidance. The Bible that I will go by until the board instructs me otherwise is Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised. The current latest edition is the 11th edition. So the motion, sorry, that's the chair's ruling. Does anyone care to challenge the chair?
What was the second ruling?
The second ruling is that Robert's Rules, the 11th edition, is what we will be guided by until the board decides otherwise. Any challenge to the chair? Seeing none. I saw some hands. People are, Frank, I see yours. The matter is open for debate. I would, it's open for debate. Frank, go ahead. You have the floor.
Hello. I would just say, why are we limiting debate when people rarely go over that? That would mean that every time someone wanted to go over it, I think we'd have to have like a little vote. Does people want to let this person go on? People rarely go over it, and I think the debate is important. It's a three-minute thing. People don't even usually get to 3 minutes on some cases. And I think maybe we should just maybe have a vote if we think someone's going too long, because that's more rare.
We can't do that.
So, well, I'm against limiting debate then on that.
All right. I see no further debate.
We got one more, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry, Andrea.
She just popped up.
Just in time.
Yeah, I just want to say that I wish we could find a way to begin these meetings other than this, because it's been a while that we take a long time to limit what is possible in these meetings, and I guess it would really be heartening to have us start on a more positive and unifying note. I think our position has been pretty clear that we actually like a freer discussion, that we don't think these rules are necessary, and that the irony, again, is of a free speech project such as this to begin each meeting by limiting free speech is a little dispiriting to me.
All that in under 1 minute.
Okay. Margie and then Tracy, and I really urge people to, if points have been made, not to repeat them.
I agree with Andrea, and I want to say that if we pass this motion today, we'll never have to talk about this again. And I think that's a really positive thing. And you can't, if we don't have a limit on debate, you won't be able to stop someone until they reach 10 minutes, which is the limit in Robert's Rules of Order. And it seems to me that we leave open the possibility of unnecessarily extending debate. I think 3 minutes is totally fine. I've been in lots of bodies. I've been members of many organizations and boards that had time limits, and no one ever thought it was a restriction on free speech. It just meant that you had to think about what you were going to say and say it quickly and concisely. I really have a real problem with the free speech issue, and I just want to remind people that if you vote for this, this will be it. It'll be over. It'll be done. We'll never have to talk about it again, or at least not for a year, I suppose.
I see, Tracy, you have it, and Frank, I see your hand.
It seems to me that when you're passing rules, standing rules, it's a good idea to consider the topic in question. I think in most cases 3 minutes is fine. I don't think too many people go over it too frequently anyway. I've never seen anyone talk in any of these meetings for 10 minutes. But that said, there are sometimes particular scenarios where information may need to be conveyed, where someone may be genuinely upset about something, where it seems to me that if they need to take 4 minutes to make their point, it is incumbent upon the board to let the information be conveyed to the body that needs to be conveyed to the body. For example, during budget discussions and items like that where you're dealing with a dense spreadsheet, there can be a considerable amount of points that need to be made. So putting in one standing rule for all situations is frankly overkill and unnecessary. What I would also say is that this is a board with 24 people on it, and if this motion is unable to attract two-thirds support, which is in fact what the correct parameter is for subsidiary motions to limit debate, which is what this is, disguising it as a standing rule is simply a arcane parliamentary maneuver to try to get something passed that probably wouldn't pass otherwise, is lame. I mean, it's not appropriate if two-thirds of the board does not support it, which I do not think that they do. And while I'm not going to get into a huge Roberts rule argument, this is not a standing rule. This is, in fact, a subsidiary motion to limit debate, and it is subject to a two-thirds vote. And the ruling of the chair is incorrect. And if you can't get two-thirds support for this, then it's not the will of most of the members, and that should be respected.
Frank?
I would just say I wouldn't think anybody might ramble on for 10 minutes unless they really felt it was important. In that case, personally, I'd like to hear what they would have to say. If it was that important that they want to talk for 10 minutes about something, it might be important for us to listen to. If someone was going to take advantage of that and have their own filibuster or whatever they call it, I would expect us to be a little more grown up than that and not that be the case. And if someone felt it was 10 minutes to get their point across, it was that important that they would do it, we might want to hear.
Kerr.
If this rule is passed and there is occasions where people want to extend time, one can ask for an extension of time and have that approved by the body. It is true at that moment it would take two-thirds, but it would mean that the meeting generally wants to hear the remarks.
Andrea?
I just have a question.
To whom?
To you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Listen, then. Thank you so much. I'm just curious, I don't understand did you rule on what is required to pass this motion? Is it a majority of members of the body, or is it a majority of those present? Or is it two-thirds? I'm sort of confused.
My understanding and the ruling that I made that was not challenged by the board was that Robert's Rules of Order on page 390 under the heading Adopting a Special Rule is that, and I'll read it, the rule allowing each member two speeches of 10 minutes length per day on each debatable question can be made either more restrictive or more liberal for all meetings of a society by adopting a special rule of order by a two-thirds vote after notice or by a vote of the majority of the entire membership. And that's what we're voting on, and I am ready to call.
That phrase actually refers to the entire membership of the organization. It doesn't refer to the entire membership.
First of all, you didn't have the floor, but retroactively I give it to you. Second, I made a ruling. The board did not challenge it. Let's get on with our business. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by raising your hand. I'm sorry, please raise your right hand.
Well, ask the secretary to reread.
What are we voting? Are we voting two-thirds? Are we voting majority? What are we voting?
He ruled majority of the entire board membership. Let's get on.
We're voting on a majority of the entire membership. And excuse me. And it appeared to me that that was clear because people were arguing that we should make it two-thirds. And from that argument, I made the conclusion that people understood that we were voting on an absolute majority. Let us move on with our business.
I would just request that the secretary read the motion and that we have a roll call vote.
Fair enough.
No.
The secretary?
No, that's the secretary. Order? Craig's the secretary.
Okay. Point of order? Yeah, I'm just...
Microphone.
Hold on just a second, please. There is a point of order which I will recognize in a moment. I'm trying to get things. Is there a written motion? Yes, it is here. The secretary has it. I was pointing to the wrong officer. Point of order.
Yes. Two members have come to the meeting. Could you announce them?
Oh, yeah. Chano has come in. Ramsey Nichols has come in, and both have been marked present.
And Mel.
And who? I'm sorry, sir. I don't know your name. Oh, he's got it. I apologize to you. I'm brand new, and I think so are you. Oh, you're our delegate from Fresno. Is that correct, sir? All right. All those, the request that it be read and that we take a roll call vote, the mic goes to the secretary.
Okay, so this is the motion. To adopt a permanent limit of 3 minutes on speakers in discussions unless the body agrees otherwise by majority vote. Let me clarify. Unless the body agrees otherwise by majority vote, that's during the discussion. Is that correct? Okay. So if somebody wants to extend their discussion, it would be a majority vote. That's the substance of this motion?
That's right.
Okay. So we're voting on whether to adopt a permanent limit of 3 minutes on speakers in discussions unless the body agrees otherwise by majority vote. So is that clear? Okay, so we're going to do a roll call vote. Agamir?
No.
Agamir is no. Alderson is yes. Bernstein?
Yes.
Bernstein is yes. Edwards-Tiekert?
Yes.
Edwards-Tiekert is yes. Fuentes is not here. Gans?
Yes.
Gans is yes. Goldknocker? Goldknocker is yes. Hallinan?
Yes.
Hallinan is yes. Hernandez is not here. Johnson?
No.
Johnson is no. Coburn?
Abstain.
Coburn abstains. Kurzweil?
Yes.
Kurzweil is yes. Moore? Yes. Moore is yes. Pritchett?
No.
Pritchett is no. Rosenberg?
No.
Rosenberg is no. Sanders?
Abstain.
Sanders abstains. Sawyer?
Yes.
Sawyer is yes. Shoup?
No.
Shoup is no. Siegel?
Yes.
Siegel is yes. Sterling?
No.
Sterling is no. Teon Nichols?
No.
Teon Nichols is no. Travis?
Yes.
Travis is yes. Whipperman?
Yes.
Whipperman is yes. White? You pass the chair.
I think on the vote of this importance, I should announce my position. The chair votes yes.
Okay. I'll come back to the chair. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson is yes. So without the chair's vote, that's 13.
I changed my vote.
So Moore changes her vote to no. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so Moore is no. So that is now 12. 12 to 8.
It's... My understanding is that it is 12 without the chair's vote. Is that correct, Mr.
Yes.
Secretary? The chair votes yes.
Okay, so that is 13 yes and 8 no.
The chair announces...
Two abstentions.
Let me have the secretary read the vote again so we have it clear.
So the vote total is 13 yes, 8 no, and 2 abstentions. So the motion carries.
And Janet, has your issue been taken care of? Anything else? All right. We now move to the approval of the agenda, and I would like...
All right.
This is the first time I've been able to follow the agenda correctly, so I would like to announce to everyone assembled something that you probably all know. It is appropriate to have an executive session in matters involving proprietary interests, litigation, negotiations, personnel matters, or anything that has a need for the institution of the executive session. And I would like to announce, in accord with the adoption of the agenda, that I will be calling an executive session at the end of, but as part of, the manager's report to this board, just so that you know that that will be forthcoming. Are there any people, when you raise your hand before, I don't know whether you're objecting to what I'm talking about or whether the next question on the agenda. Are we ready to adopt the agenda? I see two hands, Janet and Tracy's, and I recognize you in that order.
If you're proposing a modification.
Janet and Tracy, and I recognize you in that order.
So I'm wondering whether you're suggesting or you're proposing executive session during the IGM report, but what about the timing? So even though we started late, it looks like there's a half an hour for that report. Are you proposing that there be it be longer?
No. My understanding from the interim general manager that his report will be within the allotted time on the agenda, inclusive of the executive session. And now I spot you in. Andrew, as general manager, and could you join us at the front table? And at least during my reign of office, I would appreciate it if that becomes a procedure so that you're available for questions and other things of that nature, if that's okay with you.
Also, Tracy
has the floor.
So if I've got this right, the modification to the agenda that you are suggesting, which the board will have to vote up or down, is to cut the IGM report in open session to 15 minutes and then to add a 15-minute closed session in the middle of the meeting, so we would ask the audience to remove themselves and then to come back afterwards. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, then what are you proposing? I don't understand.
I am not proposing a thing. I am announcing to the board that as part of the please let me finish.
You can't do that. The board approves the agenda, not the chair.
It would be very helpful to me if, after you ask a question, which is what I'm up to, let me answer what I'm up to before you tell me that I'm wrong.
Okay, but
that's a courtesy. I request it, and I will insist that other people provide it to every member of this board.
I need to do
Thank
a follow-up
you.
Question on your
okay.
answer.
I am announcing to the board so that, and to the assembly, so that it will not come as a surprise, that as part of the interim general manager's report, there will be an executive session, and I explained in general terms what that executive session is for. Now, I'd be glad to turn the floor over to you, Ms. Rosenberg.
Thank you. Items that are not listed on the agenda are added by a motion from a member of the board and are subject to the approval of the board. So there is no such thing as announcing an executive session. You are proposing a modification to the agenda, and I would appreciate some clarity about the length and the selection of what you are proposing. I think I reiterated it correctly, but if I didn't, then you should do so. And then the board will need to vote that up or down.
Okay, I see Margie and I see Craig's hand.
I move that after the general manager's report that we add an executive session to last no longer than 30 minutes to the agenda between the IGM report and the treasurer's report. Do I have a second?
Second. It has been moved and seconded that would you restate it, please?
Yes, that we add a 30-minute executive session following the IGM's report.
And it's been seconded. Is there a debate? I see two hands. I see Andrea and I see, I'm sorry, Ramses, and I say Joy. Andrea, you have the floor.
In the interest of openness and transparency, Mr. Chairman, I would ask that you at least tell us what the executive, what you named a lot of categories. I'm curious, do you have a specific item in mind? Is that why we're going into executive session? I'd rather us not overuse our executive session privileges.
One of the reasons for it being one of the reasons for a matter being in executive session is that it be in executive session. That is, it is my view that an announcement of the specific category would be too much of a matter of identification. I'm ready to be overruled, but it has been a motion has been made and seconded, and debate is on the motion. There was a question of clarification. That question has been responded to. On the debate, I see Sharon's hand, and I see Joy's hand. I'm sorry, Joy, you were previously recognized.
I was next.
Ramses was first.
Thank you. Yeah, I was next.
Ramsey and... No, I'm sorry, you just traded back?
Oh, yeah. So it's me.
So Ramses and then Sharon.
There we go.
No, Joy.
And then Joy. Okay, all right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Andrea, for asking the questions you just asked, because I feel that in executive sessions in both public government and organizations with public executive board meetings, there's normally a description of what the executive session is about. So I would appreciate if we can amend that this motion to include generally what the discussion will be about. You know, we don't have to get very specific, but I think the public also needs to know why we went into executive session four.
I ditto that. But if you're making a motion to add, from what I can tell, 15 minutes or 30 minutes, because we already have 30 minutes for his report, and then you're going to give him 30 minutes in the executive, which means we're extending the meeting. And I think that needs to be voted on, because I'm planning on leaving here at 4 o'clock.
Meeting ends at 4 o'clock, no matter where we are on the agenda.
So then some other items should be readjusted.
All right. Sharon?
Well, Mr. Chair, I just wanted to...
I'll use the mic for the...
What I wanted to say basically was spoken by Ramsey. So you do need to specify in some general terms, like personnel issues, something like that would be fine. That you need to inform the public and the board. Thank you.
I see Dan's hand.
Yeah, actually, I agree. I think that is both necessary and sufficient. You can say... personnel matter, litigation, real estate. I think those are the general issues.
If this makes it easier, and I've been informed by the IGN that the request is to address a personnel matter, that is responsive to the questions on the board. And let me reiterate again, the reason why I've been difficult on this is I was of the opinion, I stand corrected, that by specifying would be too specific. I stand corrected, and the board, I appreciate their watching, make sure that I do things ultimately correctly. Okay, and Janet's helping me with the mic, and I appreciate that too. Are we ready to vote? I see nobody. I'm sorry, Craig. Okay. The motion.
I just think you should ask if
there... Mike.
I'm sorry. I just think we should find out if there are any other amendments to the agenda.
Let me take the vote on this, and then we go on. The motion has been made and seconded that a 30-minute executive session be added after the IGM report and before the treasurer's report. It is to the chair.
You can add the words to discuss the personnel matter.
Yeah, no. The thing that bothers me, the IGM says that everything that he intends to say will be within the 30 minutes.
Fine.
All right, let's say if we don't need the full amount, we won't use it.
That's right.
That a 30-minute executive session be added after the IGM report, before the treasurer's report, and it is the chair's understanding that is if that extra 30 minutes is necessary. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
All those abstaining, please indicate by some sound. I see. Yes.
Could we just do a show of hands so I can get the count?
Okay. Every show of hands has been requested. All those in favor, raise your right hand or left hand if you want to be independent. All nays, please raise your hand. Either one at your choice. I see one. Abstentions, please. Is that a one? Two. Thank you. Two abstentions.
She's raising two hands. Okay. 19 yes, one no, two abstentions. Thanks for the show.
Okay. Are there any other proposed amendments? I'm sorry. Does anyone have an amendment to propose to further modify the written agenda that is before you? I'm sorry. I saw Joy's hand first.
We need to adjust this agenda. If we're going to add 30 minutes, if we're going to add 30 minutes for the executive, then we need to cut 30 minutes somewhere else. So I don't understand why people not getting that.
Margie and Craig.
Well, we have a time certain for adjournment at 4 p.m. What we have done in the past when we've amended the agenda on many occasions and just in the normal course of life is we go through the agenda paying attention to the time limits and trying to get to the end if possible. And what we don't get to simply doesn't happen. And we can do it. We can decide that, you know, we're going to take. We can limit committee reports. We could take 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. But I don't think we need to spend our time doing that. I think we should be mindful of the fact that we've added some time to the agenda and try and move through it as quickly as possible.
So I understand, appreciate Joy's point. I just want to point out that there is no scientific method I apply in coming up with these minutes. I mean, this is guesswork. And really, I think we need to sort of evaluate things as we go along. It may be that we scoot right through agenda items, or maybe that, you know, the person who was going to raise the agenda item isn't here. I mean, there are lots of reasons that we can get through an agenda item faster, or an agenda item can go longer than we anticipated. And what I would ask is just as we get to old business or new business, you know, somewhere farther down the list, if there's a concern, let's just have a discussion about the time remaining and what our priorities are, and we can deal with it then. So that's my suggestion.
All right, I'm going to make a two-part suggestion. The first is that for this meeting, in response to Joy's complaint, that we X out the committee reports item, which has been left for the end of the meeting and which we're likely not to get to anyway. And then I would ask that on the next agenda that we stop the sort of random dropping of the committee reports to the bottom of the agenda, which recently materialized, which I think is not so helpful because some of this stuff is important. And that at the next agenda, we return the committee reports to the top half of the agenda so that we do get to them periodically. So the motion is that we eliminate committee reports from the agenda and place them in item, where do they normally go? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And that we place them in item 8 in the April agenda.
I'm a bit confused. You said you recommendations and then changed it into a motion. I take it as a motion.
Yeah, it's a motion to change the agenda to eliminate committee reports from the March agenda and to place that at item 8 in its normal position for the April agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any debate on this?
I need to have a
point
to make.
I see Barbara and I.
Brian.
I see Barbara.
Actually, I like the version of let's watch the time and try to make it up as we go along and not change anything else. But if it is that it's going to be changed, the committee reports have never been between the IGM report and the treasurer report. That's not where they used to be.
Are we ready for a vote? I see no one asking for the floor. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by raising your raising a hand of your choice.
What's the motion?
Tracy, would you? It's been a request for a restatement.
Eliminate item 14, committee reports from the March agenda, in order to restore the 5-hour meeting duration time.
May I interrupt you for a moment? Could you make it into a two-part motion so that we can vote on separately?
That's called a motion to divide, and if you want to do that, you can do that. But
I'm asking you. I take it you don't want to do that.
That's not the motion I propose.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Remove item 14 from the March agenda to restore the 30 minutes that is being taken up by something else, and place it into, well, let's go after the treasurer's report, into as item 9 for the April agenda so that we do hear those reports at some point in time.
All those in favor, please say, raise a hand. I'll get myself straight. All those opposed, please raise a hand. The motion is 10 yes, 12 no, the motion fails. Let me, as this, I hope this is helpful to the board. In my learning process, I've been curious as to what our existing committees, and been trying to find out. One of the things that I've noticed is when the email notice goes out for request, if there are any committee reports, some indicate that they have a report, some don't. And so in preparing the agenda, as I understand it, it's sort of difficult. I was going to send an email to the board suggesting that we ask committees who has something to report that is a recommendation for board action and what committees have just a report to make. And I was going to suggest that the board consider that those which have a recommendation for action be put in the agenda under the items, the appropriate items of new and old business, and that those who have a report to give for the board's enlightenment be put later in the agenda. Now, I just want to advise you that that is upcoming, and it's going to be, I'm going to ask for your guidance at the next meeting. But I, like Tracy, have been concerned about making sure that we get the committee reports but we also move the agenda along. And in that spirit, we are now ready to move, if I am correct, to the matter of the minutes.
Mr. Chair.
We have to adopt the agenda.
I'm sorry, thank you. I haven't put the question to the board, and you are the ultimate bosses. All those in favor of adopting the agenda as clarified, please raise your hand. I think I can do this visually. All those who are, you want you.
Then you're.
Go ahead. Go ahead. All those opposed, please raise a hand. Any abstentions? I see one. So that is 12 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention. The modified agenda has passed, and I thank everybody. We are now ready for Janet to get up and defend herself. By the way, I want to publicly thank Janet for stepping in. Greg had an emergency, and she was gracious enough to come up and undertake what is a really big job. It's not only taking the notes, it's getting the minutes done afterwards, and I want to express my thanks for your undertaking that. Hear, hear. Okay, are there any, why don't you take over and request whether there are any changes, Janet?
Okay, before I do that, I have two corrections. One is in the top note, the audio is online, so it's going to go back to default saying the audio is online at KP. The beginning, the right under the heading, KPFTX archives, and then the second one was an arithmetic problem that Craig caught and notified me on the last page under new business item B. The vote was approved 17 for, 0 against, and 3 abstentions. So that's all that I have. Any? I don't know. Should I be? Okay. So Tracy.
Okay. Looking these over, it seems to me that we have accidentally misplaced a motion, so I would ask that we do some correcting. If you turn to item 14 on these minutes, it says that there was a motion, item B, the LSB asked management to request bids from nonprofit management centers to conduct an IT efficiency audit by Ms. Moore, and that we took a vote to postpone a discussion and vote on that motion until this meeting, which means that we have accidentally left this motion off of the old business part of the agenda, where it would need to be placed according to our minutes. So if we could correct that.
Your minutes are right, it's just our agenda that's not.
Oh, so it's not a correction to the minutes.
No, it's an observation after reading the minutes that the agenda has misplaced that motion that we agreed to do this month. By a vote of 17 to 20. We have to add it.
Any other? So the minutes are not going to change on that. Any other changes, corrections, whatever, to the minutes?
A motion has been made to approve as with the corrections.
Second.
So I hear a second.
Sure.
I'm ready to go for the vote unless people stop me with debate.
I just have a question.
Yes, Brian.
There's a lot of summary of discussion in these minutes, and I don't actually see anything inaccurate in there, but my understanding is it's dangerous territory to get into, to paraphrase people, and standard practice for minutes is just motions and votes. Has this been the practice of the board to summarize discussion in prior minutes? Okay.
Well,
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I can just speak for the minutes that I take. My practice has been to summarize reports because that's original content, but not summarize discussion of debates. So that's the practice I've been sticking to. And it looks like it was largely followed here.
Does anybody recognizing the advisory nature of Brian's remarks, does anybody find anything amiss in the paraphrase?
I don't
and seeing none, I bring to the board's attention the fact that we got a substitute treasurer secretary at the last minute, and I think she did an outstanding job.
So moved.
Yeah. Sorry. All those in favor of approving the minutes as, I thought we did that, but all right. Approving the minutes as modified.
Can I say one thing real quickly?
Yeah, sure.
I was reading through it, Doc, and I noticed
the part where when I brought up the thing about Bob Baldock, it kind of says that gave the short shrift.
Excuse me, please. Help us find in the document
I'm sorry.
You're talking about.
On my comment during the interim general manager's report.
What page?
Section 9. Page is up at the top corner, 3. And I don't know if I gave this a short shrift. I was just inquiring what happened, not that. I was just curious. Remember, I think we're. I did not use those words. I was just inquiring what happened, if there was I wasn't sure how it worked. And
I take it from that question, and I request, Janet, that we, F. Sterling asks about what is going on during Black History Month period.
I was just inquiring, yeah, and how to get something in there, but I don't think if I mentioned the short shrift or whatever that, I don't even know how to say
how
that.
How would you rephrase it?
Just an inquiry on the lack of, I guess.
Would you settle for medium shrift?
Mr. Chair? Mr. Chair?
Brian?
I think this is what I was referring to before.
I get your
point. We'll be here all day if we start debating what's an accurate paraphrase of what someone said. So if it's going to be an issue of any contention, I think we should strike the entire paraphrase under general manager's report and just leave the report, the written report that's an attachment to these minutes that the manager
what
distributed.
What is the board's? Was that a motion?
Sure, I'll make it a motion.
Is there a second? I see a second. Is there a debate? Okay, take a moment to look.
If we're wordsmithing paraphrases of ourselves, we'll be here all day.
I understand your motion. I think the board does. And
I'm sorry, you guys. I just noticed it. So I'm
sorry. Cool.
I hear you. Just putting it out there. I'm sorry, anyways.
Okay, hold it a second. People are looking it over. Let me give everybody a chance. I see people still looking. Keep your hands down until I get us back into session. Okay, then keep your hand up, Tracy. It's good exercise. Okay, we're ready. No, I see people still reading it.
This could be a premium.
Very low grossing premium. We'll pay you.
Okay, Tracy.